Continue on the fourth line up from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Last word on the line. Rav Papa Rami. Rav Papa offered a contradiction. Ksiv El Zoeim Bechol Yom. It says that God gets angry every single day. Uksiv Lifnei Zamo Miyamod. It also says that who can stand in front of God's anger? In other words, once God gets angry, he destroys everything or everyone in its sight. So how is it possible then for God to get angry every day if no one can stand God's anger? The Gemara answers, Lo kasha, kan biyachid, kan bitzibur. It depends if his anger is directed at an individual versus being directed at a group. Directed at a group, it has power. The group is effective enough to prevent God's anger from consuming them, but an individual has no chance. And that is the power of a tzibur. That is why Halacha tells us whenever we daven for a chola, we always say b'soch sha'ar chole Yisrael, that in order we group that individual among the tzibur to effect a quicker refuah. And that also will help us explain the Gemara on the next daf with regards to the power of tefillah b'tzibur. The Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, El Zoeim Bechol Yom. We just mentioned before that God gets angry every day. V'kama Zamo, how long does this anger last? Rega, it lasts for a moment. V'kama Rega, how specific is this Rega? How do we define a moment? Achas mechamesh ribo u'shloshes alafim u'shmona meos v'arba'im u'shmona. It's one part of 53,840 parts of an hour. A very small amount of time that God gets angry every single day. B'shah zu hi rega. At that moment, that's the rega we are referring to. V'ein kol birya yachola lachavin osa rega. Chutz mi bilam harasha. No one is able to determine that exact moment other than Bilam. Bilam was the only one who was able to determine that precise moment. Dechsiv bei, how do we know that Bilam knew that moment? Because it says about Bilam, v'yodea das Elyon, he had the knowledge of Elyon, of God, and therefore what Chazal tell us is that he knew that exact moment. Sounds like Bilam was a pretty intelligent person if he could intuit that moment. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Bilam doesn't seem like such an intelligent person. Efshar das behemto lo have yada, das elyon mi have yada. Bilam can't or is unable to understand his donkey. You expect him to understand God? How could that be? Now the Gemara discusses, my das pemta lo havayada. How do we know that Bilam does not understand his donkey? The Gemara explains, be'inna de chazule dehu rachi v'chamre, when the Moabites, when Balak's army saw that Bilam was riding on a donkey, amrule, they said to him, my time alo rachavta asuse, why aren't you riding on a horse? The understanding, the simple understanding is, why aren't you riding on a horse? A horse is much more chashuv than riding on a donkey. You should be on a horse, not on a donkey. However, the Marasha points out and says, you know, we shouldn't be so quick to knock the donkeys, because Avram was an individual who rode on a donkey by the Akedah. Clearly, Avram and his family were riding on donkeys. So perhaps the question isn't specifically focusing on the fact that he was riding on a donkey versus a horse, which is a lower quality animal as opposed to a more prestigious animal, but rather the question is, why weren't you riding on a horse, which would have gotten you where you needed to go faster, as opposed to riding on a donkey, which shows us that you're intentionally delaying coming to greet Balak Melech Moav. Nevertheless, Amr Lahu, when asked why is he riding on a donkey, Amr Lahu Biratiwa Shadoile, it was grazing in the fields, and therefore I couldn't get to my horses, I had to take my donkey. Miyad, immediately, the Gemara tells us, Vatomer Haason, the donkey speaks up and says, "Halo anochi asoncha, aren't I your donkey? Your trusted donkey?" Amrullah, so Bilam responded to the donkey, "Yeah, you are my trusted donkey. Litiina ba'alma, to help me carry loads. I put a load on your back, and that's what you take care of, but that's all." Trying to save face in front of the Moabites. Amrullah, asherachafta alai, aren't I the one that you've been riding on? Amrullah, Bilam responds to the donkey, "Yeah, akrai ba'alma. I do use you for rides on occasion, but you're not my permanent source of transportation." Amrullah, the donkey, said back to Bilam, "Me'odcha v'ara yamazeh. What do you mean? You've been riding on me from forever until today. I'm your permanent mode of transportation. V'lo od, and not only that, Ela sha'ani osalacha rechivos bayom v'ishus balayla. You use me for transportation in the daytime, and even at nighttime, you utilize me for sexual purposes. If it wouldn't be said in the Gemara, I wouldn't say it myself. K'siv, how do we know this? K'siv hacha ha'haskein hiskanti. With regards to Bilam, the donkey said to him, "Would I put you in danger?" Uksiv hasam v'tilo sochenes. With regards to the story of David HaMelech and Avishak HaShunamis, the woman who came to warm up David HaMelech, she was called a sochenes, someone who warmed them up. So the Haskenis Kanti could also mean not only a trusted donkey to transport Bilam from place to place, but also an animal that would warm him up in the evening. So clearly, Bilam doesn't seem like a very intelligent person. How is it possible that he would be able to understand the exact moment that God is angry? Elamai viyodea das elyon, shehaya yodea lachavin osa shah shakarash baruchu koesba. He was able to intuit that moment. How? Tostos explains, not on his own, but through prophecy. He wasn't intelligent enough to know it. He had divine assistance, and that divine assistance enabled him to know that moment where God became angry. V'hainu tika amr lehu navi, and that is what the prophet tells us. Ami zacharna mayatz balak melech Moav, uma ana oso Bilam ben Beor minashitim v'yara gilgal lemandas tzitkos Hashem. Don't forget about the advice Balak, king of Moab, was given, and what Bilam responded to him. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, based on that verse in Micha, Rabbi Elazar makes the following statement. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, God said to the Jewish people, Ami, my nation, Re'u kama tzidkos asisi imachem. You should know, or you should see, all of the righteousness that I acted with you. Shelo ka'asti aleichem kol osan hayamim. All those days that Bilam was alive, I never got angry, even for that one moment. She'im ka'asti aleichem. For had I gotten angry, and Bilam knew that moment when I got angry, lo nishtayer me'ovdi kochavim misoneim shel Yisrael, sorry to palit, there wouldn't have been a Jew left. They would have been wiped out. Bilam would have been able to harness my anger and cause me to destroy the entire Jewish people. V'hainu dika'amr lei Bilam lebalak, and that is what Bilam was responding to Balak. Ma'ekov lo kabo el, u'ma'ezom lo zam Hashem. I try to curse, but God is not cursing them. I'm trying to make God angry, but God is not getting angry. V'kama zamo. And how long is this anger? Rega, it's a moment. V'kama rega, how much is this, or how long is this rega? Amara meimar v'itema ravina, rega kememre. It's exactly a moment, as we would call it. U'minalan derega have rischa. How do we know that God's anger is only a moment? T'chsiv ki rega bi'apo. His anger is momentarily. It only lasts for a moment. Chayim b'rtzono. Everything else, life endures. V'ibois ema, or another possible source that God's anger only lasts a moment. Mehacha, chavi kimat rega, that God says, or the prophet Yeshaya says, hide for a moment, ad yavor zam, until God's anger passes. Now, when we think about this story of Bilaam cursing the Jewish people, knowing the exact moment that God gets angry, the question we can ask is, well, if the moment, if it's only a moment, what could Balak do in that moment to cause God to curse the Jewish people? So Tosfos offers two possibilities. The first answer he gives is that Bilaam was able to say one word in that rega, in that moment, and that was enough to cause destruction to the Jewish people, and that was the word kalem, destroy them. But thankfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry during that time when Bilaam was alive, and any that one moment, instead of kalem, of being angry, God would say melech, utruas melech bo, as Tosfos writes. The other possibility is what Tosfos quotes from Rabbi Eliyahu, which has halachic implications potentially. Rabbi Eliyahu writes that Bilaam's curse didn't need to begin and end in that moment. It just needed to begin during that moment, but it could continue later on. And that is all that Bilaam needed to do. He began the curse at that moment, and it continued for a little while longer. And based on this answer from Rabbi Eliyahu, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in Hilchos Tefillah, that if a person is davening Shmon Esrei, and Sovzman Tefillah is 10:03, they don't have to finish the entire Shmon Esrei by 10:03, which is what we understand as a general rule, but rather you just have to begin the Tefillah by 10:03, and then it can continue on even till 10:07, and the same thing presumably would apply to Sofzman Kriyashma. That's not the general custom to follow the Aruch HaShulchan, but nevertheless, that we see from this Tosfos, the Aruch HaShulchan uses this Tosfos. He actually refers to the Tosfos in Brachos, which is the same Tosfos as we see here in Avodah Zarah, but nevertheless, the custom does not appear to follow the ruling of the Aruch HaShulchan.